I am the flag of the United States of America, conceived in the dreams of liberty and the hopes of freedom. I was designed by the hands of Betsy Ross, and her sewing basket was my cradle. Though I was never an orphan, I was adopted by the Continental Congress in 1777 and proclaimed the national emblem of a nation newly born on this continent, fighting valiantly for survival and destined to bring to all mankind a new concept in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I rode with Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys at the Battle of Fort Benington. I was flown above the decks of Old Ironsides and the masts of Yankee Clippers. I blazed the trail with Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. I led the settlers coming west and crossed Death Valley in a covered wagon. Once I fell to the ground at Custer's last stand at the Little Bighorn. There were no living hands left to pick me up, but I galloped up the slopes of San Juan Hill with Colonel Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders in the United States Cavalry. I was carried through the halls of Montezuma onto the shores of Tripoli by the United States Marine Corps. I stayed with the boys until it was over there, on the battlefields of the Marne, Chateau Thierry, St. Mihiel in the Argonne Forest. I saw many of the youth and manhood of our nation fall and lie still in death. They had given their last full measure of blood. The war was over for them forever, but I kept my lonely vigil over their graves and stayed to watch the poppies grow amid the crosses, row on row, in Flanders Field. I was raised by six brave Marines and sailors during the hell of Iwo Jima during the final hours of World War II. I haven't changed much in 233 years. I still have my original 13 stripes, but as each state came into the Union, a new star was proudly added to the constellation of my blue field. Start with 13, now there are 50. I've draped the caskets of our nation's heroes and borne to their last resting place the bodies of presidents, generals, admirals, humble privates, and the unknown soldier. Wherever free men gather, wherever there's justice, equality, faith, hope, charity, truth, and brotherly love, there too am I. When you recite the Pledge of Allegiance to me, don't merely mouth the words, but think of what they mean to you and mean what you say. And when you come to the phrase, one nation under God, remember, it matters not what your religious belief. It only matters that you hold your faith dear, that you practice it daily, and that you preserve it forever. History will never write my obituary, for I am the stars and stripes forever. I'm Old Glory. I'm your flag. I am you.